It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 7th, 2020. Today is the 88th birthday of American writer Gay Talese, born to Italian immigrant parents in Ocean City, New Jersey in 1932. As a journalist for the New York Times and Esquire magazine during the 1960s, he helped to define literary journalism. His most famous essays are about Joe DiMaggio and Frank Sinatra. Talese graduated from Ocean City High School in 1949 and went on to earn a degree from the University of Alabama. His entry into writing was the unintended consequence of his attempt to gain more playing time for his high school baseball team. The assistant coach was supposed to telephone the highlights of each game to the local paper, and when he complained that he was too busy to do it properly, the head coach gave the assignment to Talese, as he recalled in his 1996 memoir, Origins of a Nonfiction Writer, on the mistaken assumption that relieving the athletic department of its press duties would gain me the gratitude of the coach and get me more playing time, I took the job and even embellished it by using my typing skills to compose my own account of the games rather than merely relaying the information to the paper by telephone. After only 7 sports articles, Talese was given his own column for the weekly Ocean City Sentinel Ledger. By the time he left for college in September 1949, he had written 311 stories and columns for the paper. He credits his mother as his role model in developing the interviewing techniques that would serve him well later in life. As he relates in A Writer's Life, "I learned from my mother to listen with patience and care and never to interrupt even when people were having great difficulty in explaining themselves. For during such halting and imprecise moments, what they hesitated to talk about often told me a great deal about them." After college, he relocated to New York City, where he eventually landed a job with the Times, only to be drafted into the Army in 1954. He was sent to Kentucky, to Fort Knox, where he worked in the Office of Public Information. When he completed his military obligation in 1956, he was rehired by the Times as a sports reporter. In the early 60s, he began the transition from the Times to Esquire magazine. His 1966 Esquire article on Frank Sinatra, "Frank Sinatra Has a Cold," became one of the most influential American magazine articles of all time and a pioneering example of the new journalism. With what some have called a brilliant structure and pacing, the article focused not just on Sinatra himself, but also on Talese's pursuit of his subject. When a number of his Esquire essays were collected into a book called Fame and Obscurity, he paid tribute in its introduction to 2 writers he admired by saying, "I wanted to bring to reporting the tone that Irwin Shaw and John O'Hara brought to the short story." In recent years, Talese has attracted controversy for his alleged carelessness in handling sources, his apparent lack of appreciation for women writers, and his provocative defense of disgraced actor Kevin Spacey. Nevertheless, he was honored in 2011 with the Norman Mailer Prize for Distinguished Journalism. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 7th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.